Enjoy the Ride with Brandon Ide starts right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. How y'all doing, y'all? It's your boy Brandon Ide, here with the Enjoy the Ride podcast. It's a beautiful morning here in Michigan. I am headed off to work. I'm going to grab some coffee, and I'm going to talk to my buds. I'm going to talk to you guys while I'm making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm going to be a dental tech. Da-na-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na. I think that's how that goes. If those aren't the lyrics, be sure to DM me on Facebook and let me know what the real lyrics are. I'll be sure to correct those in the next episode. Please and thanks. Anyways, how are you guys doing? How you guys doing? You guys doing okay? Doing all right this morning? I hope so, man. I hope so. This week has been a quick one for me, which is good, I guess. Always like a quick work week. Yesterday, my wife and I were going out somewhere, and we were going grocery shopping, and an ambulance and a police vehicle pulled up to our neighbor's house. And my neighbor, he and his wife are on the older side. The guy is retired, and his wife, I believe, medically she can't work. Oh, here comes the speed bump. Yeah, so he's retired, and medically she can't work. So they're just kind of running off of, I believe, disability money and then Social Security money. That's what's kind of keeping them afloat. And they live next to us, but apparently there were some health complications or something with someone, either the guy or the girl, because the ambulance showed up yesterday, but that was scary. And I don't know if you've ever had to have an ambulance take you anywhere. I haven't personally, but I've heard stories about other people, some of my friends being taken in ambulances, and I don't know if you knew this, but ambulances are insanely expensive. Like, crazy expensive. And I didn't know that. Like, even if you have healthcare, sometimes they don't cover the ambulance trip, so you still gotta pay for that shit. That's insane to me. That's crazy to me. America's a little crooked on that side, I'm just saying. Like, I know that in Canada there's the whole free healthcare thing, but it's like, then it's debatable on, like, the quality of the care and the wait times and how many people are sitting in the waiting room compared to American waiting rooms and the quality of care here. But, I don't know. I guess I would rather get some kind of care, even if I have to wait a little bit longer, but some kind of care that I don't necessarily have to pay for, but that, I mean, that I am paying for just in a tax somewhere else, because we all know that's how that really goes. If you're not paying for something, it's not like you're not really paying for it. You're paying for it somewhere, or someone else is paying for it somewhere, because there is a cost no matter what. But yeah, so that was crazy that the ambulance showed up next door, and that scared me a little bit, because I know my next door neighbors, and they're cool people. They're really cool. But I'm in the coffee line right now. You can hear me yawning. Listen to me yawning. Oh, holy crap. Listen to me yawning. Listen to me yawning. Man, you ever get one of those real big yawns where it makes your body shake a little bit? Oh my God. It's like a tiny orgasm. It's amazing. You get it, and you get it in the morning, and you're alone. And that, hopefully you're alone. If you're around people and you get that yawn that makes you shake a little bit, then you're like looking around like, oh, hi. This is inappropriate. I shouldn't be having this feeling around these people right now. But, yeah, when you're alone and you just get that yawn that makes you shake a little because it's just such a good, deep yawn. Oh, my gosh. That's the best. That's the best in the whole world. That's the best in the whole world. I don't know why I just did that character voice. I guess I just got bored. I don't know. Oh, man. When you're sitting in a climate-controlled Nissan Altima in a coffee line waiting to get your coffee, sometimes things can get boring, you know? I currently have the lavalier mic hooked up to the straw of a drink that I got from KFC recently. So that's how I'm making this podcast. It's about innovation. Fuck! I need this coffee now. Oh, I need you to just, you know what? Never. I'm gonna get out of the line. I'm gonna hop out of my car. I'm gonna walk inside, and I'm just gonna pay them $5 to scoop a couple Java beans into my mouth, and then I'll walk out and I'll chew them up, and I'll just chew them on the way to work. That's what I'll do. I will chew them on the way to work. Oh man, this line is going crazy slow though. These people are gonna make me late. These people are gonna make me late. What are you doing? What are you doing? Your car has four wheels. If your car has four wheels, that means you could move it if you wanted, right? I mean, if you wanted, honestly, you could move the car because there's air in the tires. Isn't that crazy, actually? Isn't that crazy that, like, 2,000 pounds of car literally just sits on, I mean the frame, but it also just sits on four rubber wheels that have air in them. Isn't that crazy? Air and rubber is what our cars sit on. And we're able to go, I mean, thousands of miles like that. That's amazing to me. American invention. American ingenuity. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe tires were invented overseas. I have no idea. Either way, world ingenuity. Oh, dude, that's so freaky. So I have a McDonald's like right outside where I live, like right here on the main strip. And they have one of, I'm right next to the highway too. So they have one of those really, really tall, high McDonald's signs that kind of hovers over the highway. So, you know, when you're on the highway, you can still see the restaurant. And when I come off the highway to go home, I see that McDonald's sign and it looms over the entire strip right here. Like, no matter where you are, even if you could be standing directly next to the wall of a building, and if you look up, you'll probably still see that haunting, scary McDonald's sign looming over the city. Did you guys see the newest season of Stranger Things? It kind of reminds me of that. It's like instead of the flayer, it's the fish filleter, you know? It's the fish filleter. Oh, that was a shit joke. Fuck, that was a shit joke. I'm sorry. It's so early. Oh my god, it's so early. It's so early. I don't want to make coffee, but the car won't move. Oh, I don't understand why the car won't move. I'm stretching and yawning and stretching and yawning and nothing's happening. I'm stretching and yawning and waiting and nothing's happening. Oh, I need coffee in my life. That's all I need. You know what, though? This is good. This is good that we're waiting this long because I can get some content out of it. You know what I'm assuming? I'm assuming that there's a barista. It's probably Krista the barista. You know, and she's probably just taking way too long on people's orders. So that's what's going on. Krista the barista is new. And, you know, you walk in, you ask Krista the barista if you can, you know, get something to drink and if you can get one of those Macadizay Nizzle cookies too. Don't know if you've ever seen Malibu's Most Wanted, but those are references from that movie. That's not originally from my mouth. I stole all of that. So, it was a decent movie, by the way. I think Jamie Kennedy? Yeah, Jamie Kennedy is the star in that one. He's all right. He does a decent job. As a comedian, I don't really prefer him that much, Jamie Kennedy, like over other comedians. He's fine. He's in the mix. But, oh my god, we're moving. We're moving, you guys. Holy crap. I think I've been in this line for 6 minutes and we just moved. What is going on, man? I was just talking about American ingenuity. And this is the opposite of that. This is American dumbfoolery. American dumbfoundry. American slothery. What the fuck? Anyways, yeah, Jamie Kennedy was in Malibu's Most Wanted. Speaking of comedians and comedy and shit, Bill Burr's new special, Paper Tiger, I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but it's on Netflix. I'm just going to plug that in for him for free because I'm a shill and I don't care. It's pretty good. It's really, really good. He talks about basically the stuff that he would normally talk about if you listen to his podcast or even his stand-up in the past. He talks about, you know, women talking about feminism and about how it's kind of crazy, how they're kind of doing it wrong, and he talks about sex robots and how they're going to fuck us into obliteration or fuck us into extinction, and that's pretty good. And he talks about his wife and his daughter, and of course the guy that isn't really into feminism, or thinks that it's out of whack, gets surrounded by women in his life, you know, now has a wife and a daughter. So that's funny how that works out. But oh, they're done with their order. Damn, they just zipped right through there, that Toyota Camry. I gotta order my coffee, guys. Hey, good morning. I wanted to grab a 20-ounce mocha mocha hot.
Anything else today?
That is it for me.
Mocha.
All right, thank you. Can anybody explain to me what the whole "I'll have your total at the window for you" is? Like, I ordered a 20-ounce mocha mocha hot. It's on the menu. It's not like one of those secret drinks that you have to fucking think about what goes into it. So I don't understand how hard it is to just walk over, press a couple buttons, and have that drink order in to give me a total. But I am ignorant to the coffee shop scene. I've never worked in one, so I don't know how it works. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. By the way, why does the word doubt have a B in it? I feel like that just throws people off. You know, people come here from overseas and they want to learn the English language, and I think that that's cool. But then they look at the fucking complicated words we have and they're like, never mind. I think I'll just continue to speak Dutch. Actually, I don't know. Dutch might be English. I have no idea. I have no clue. There's so many things that I don't know compared to things that I do know. I really got to learn more stuff, you guys. I really have to. Like, this is disappointing. I'm going to get my coffee. Holy fuck, that took forever. Oh my god, dude, you gotta be kidding me. I think that's the longest I've ever waited in a coffee line. Holy crap, dude. Are you cereal? Am I milk because are you cereal? I don't even know what to think about that, dude. So, I've recently tried on and bought two pairs of skinny jeans. I bought skinny jeans, and when I was looking at them in the store, I didn't know if it was the right choice. I didn't know if I was making the right choice for myself, but I tried them on, and freaking skinny jeans are different now for dudes. And I don't know if it's been this way for a while, because I haven't bought like brand new clothes for a long time. I've always just went to thrift stores and stuff, but I went to a store where there's brand new clothes and found out there's brand new innovations going on in the men's pant world. So the skinny jeans, they're like, I don't know if they're denim or not because they look like denim, but the thing is, the material is really stretchy. The material is super, super stretchy, and I felt it on women's leggings, or jeggings as they call them, the jean leggings. But I've never felt it on guys' clothing before. And so I'm trying on these pants, and I'm thinking like, oh my god, these are about to be a pair of nut huggers on me or something. These are about to hug my nuts into oblivion. But try using that line somewhere, hug my nuts into oblivion. So I thought they were going to hug my nuts into oblivion, and turns out they're freaking stretching all over the place. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So I got two pairs because it was buy one, get one free, and you can't beat that. So I'm putting on these pairs in the dressing room, and I'm stretching, I'm moving around, I'm doing karate moves, and this is amazing. I'm loving this. Man, freaking 2019, dude. You got stretchy skinny pants out here. And I got the skinny pants because I got these really nice black boots that, like, go up over the ankle. They're, like, high cut, and they just look really nice. They're these black leather ones, and they got some style to them. I like them a lot. They got a low profile, like, one-inch heel on them. And I'm just digging, actually, probably not even 1 inch, probably like a half inch. But they look sick. They look sick. And I wanted to show those off. And my original pants that I owned would always just cover them up. And that sucked. So, like, why buy a pair of boots if you can't show the boots? So I got the skinny pants to accentuate the boots. And then I went ahead and I had a little extra money. A little extra money this month. So I went ahead and got my wife a nice clutch. For you ladies out there, you know what a clutch is, I think. And sorry, I gotta pass these peeps. Gotta pass these peeps in the Batmobile. Here I go. Yeah, but you ladies know what a clutch is. I bought my wife a new clutch. It's a Fossil one. I don't know. I was at the outlet stores out by where I live, and there happened to be a Fossil store, and I walked in there because there was no one in there, and it looks like no one's been in there for at least a week. You know, I walk in, and the lady associates in there are just kind of chilling, talking to each other, just over the counter talking to each other. I walk in. I wasn't regarded at all. I wasn't noticed for maybe a minute. As I'm browsing, one of them finally says, "Oh, hey." Like, oh, there's a person in here. We never get people in here. It's mostly just us, and we don't buy anything from here, so it's irrelevant that it's just us. So yeah, so then they noticed me and started asking me if I needed help with anything, or if I was on a mission today. Like, on a mission for what? Like, I don't need any of this shit. I just want some of it because it's just been a while since I had some nice stuff. So I wanted to get some nice stuff for my wife and I, you know? You know when it's been just like a really long time since you've had something nice and you've just been working your ass off and all you really want to do is just get a little something for yourself and maybe your significant other if you see something you know they'll like? So what I did was there was like this wall with like probably 20 different clutches on it. There were two rows, bottom row had 10, top row had 10. And I basically just took a picture of it and sent it to my wife because she was at home. And I was like, look, I don't really know which one you would pick. I know a couple that you would like, but I don't know which one you would pick out of those. So here's the wall. You circle which one you want and you send it back to me and I will get that one for you. So that was my strategy for that. And then they had these watches on sale for fucking $49, like Fossil watches. And if you know Fossil watches are like $100 and up. The one that I got, because of course I got a watch, I had to sell my Victorinox Swiss watch a long time ago, and that was a nice watch. I got that from a Jared jewelry store, and I really, really liked that watch because it was like the first nice. So I got this Victorinox Swiss watch that I got while I was working at Jared years and years ago, and it was like one of the nicest watches I'd ever owned. So I took real good care of it, but unfortunately I had to sell that a long time ago because I got in a real tough tight spot. You know when you get in a tight spot financially, or maybe you don't, maybe you're rich, maybe you're Mr. or Mrs. Moneybags. So kudos to you, nice job on your finances. But for me, I was in a tight spot, and I didn't want to be in an even tighter spot, so I sold my watch, and I was able to get by. And I never had a nice watch since, until now. And the watch that I got, I looked up the original MSRP for it, and it is $125, but I got it for $50. So I was happy about that. I mean, I don't know why watches have to be that expensive anyway. They could probably be $50 or cheaper for the MSRP, honestly, but, you know, businesses got to make their cut, so I get it, got to make a profit, But yeah, so I got a really nice watch, and I got my wife a new little clutch to hold all of her cards and some loose cash and her ID in and stuff, and she can just carry that around instead of carrying around a big old purse. Which, by the way, to the women out there, why are your purses, like, never ending? Why do you have this purse, and it seems like it's the deepest purse on earth for every woman? Like, you start at the top, and you'll have, like, I don't know, you'll have, like, some of those tissues and those little plastic wrappings that, like, aren't in a box, aren't in, like, a Kleenex box, but they're those little packs that come with, like, 20 tissues. You'll start with those will be at the top, and then you'll kind of work your way in, and now you're getting into the loose makeup stuff. So now you're getting into the loose makeup stuff, eyeshadow, shit like that, and then you gotta dig deeper. And when you dig deeper, now you're getting into some medical stuff. So now you're getting into, like, now you're getting into the lip balm, now you're getting into possible Band-Aids, possible ointment, possible Bengay. This is third tier purse digging. This is the third level. I believe in the Earth's anatomy, this would be the crust, I think. Because I think you have the Earth, then the mantle, then the crust. I don't know, I could be wrong. I don't know how the Earth's layers go. You're gonna have to explain that one to me. Because I am not in geology class right now, and I have no clue how that works. Oh man, it's raining now. It's raining, and I'm on my knees shouting out to the world asking why. How come that happens so often in, like, sad movies? There's the dude and, like, the white dress shirt, and of course it's a white dress shirt, and he goes out into the rain and gets down on his knees and he looks up at the sky and he throws his hands up to the gods and he asks, why? Why me? I don't know, man. I don't know why it's you. It's probably you because you're an actor and you're in this movie and this is your scene. That's probably why it's you. Oh, man, I gotta get over. I gotta pull some Need for Speed shit here. Here we go. I'm doing it. Oh, snap, this is not good. Come on, I gotta get over, man. Oh, cheese and rice. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get over. I am. I'm getting over. It's happening. Here I go. Oh, I'm in a tight spot right now. Oh, here we go. Yep. Come on. Speed up. Speed up in that Jeep! Come on, man. What the hell are they doing? There we go. Let me in this bitch. That's right. Ha! I'm in my exit lane. Suck it in that Jeep. That's right. Yeah. I got my coffee now. What's up? I'm feeling frisky now. I'm feeling free. You might as well call me Baker Mayfield because I woke up feeling dangerous. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw that Browns game, but it didn't look very dangerous to me. I can't really talk any shit, though. My Steelers lost by fucking 30, and so did the Browns, so I'm pretty much in the same boat. It's Friday, though, and we're playing. I'm trying to think of who we're playing this weekend. I think the Steelers are playing the Seattle Seahawks? Yeah, I think we're playing the Seahawks. And I think we're playing it in Seattle. So I don't really know how that's gonna go. I mean, we just gotta get our freaking defense together, man. I swear, every single year, it seems like our secondary is just arm tackling. They're arm tackling literally everyone, and nothing's happening. Nobody's getting tackled. People are scoring touchdowns. People are getting, like, 30, 40, and 50-yard gains off of, like, short crossing route passes. And we're not doing shit about it. Honestly, I don't even know if Mike Tomlin should be the head coach. Because it seems like every year we have a winning record, but we don't go to the Super Bowl. Like, literally for 10 freaking years, we haven't gone to the Super Bowl or even won a championship game. Like, none of that shit. We haven't done any of that. And it's getting a little frustrating. I'm getting frustrated. And I think it's time for some change. So, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say Obama 2020. Barack Hussein Obama will be the next coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mark my words. I'm telling you right now, he's going to stop all the speaking tours. He's going to let Michelle down real easy about where he's been spending his time lately, because it's been at Steelers training camp. That's where he's been. I mean, if the dude can run a country pretty successfully, relatively successfully compared to other presidents, for 8 years, then the dude can run a football team for a couple years, okay? Like, don't think that that's above his pay grade. When you're a president, you're allowed to make around 400 grand a year. And head coaches for NFL teams, just so y'all know, make way more than $400,000 a year. So I'm just saying, Barack, think about it, man. Think about it. You were solid in the White House. Now we need you in PA in the freaking black and gold house. That's where we need you, man. I want to see you on the sidelines next year. Let me know. This is my recruitment pod for Barack Obama to coach the Pittsburgh Steelers. I got a feeling that America and the people of America are going to love having him as our coach. I can feel it. I can just feel it. His marketability is off the charts. The guy is a walking billboard for awesomeness, I think. Either awesomeness or just do-goodery. Just doing good. And I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know the guy personally. He could be terrible. I have no idea. Everybody's views are different on that. And that's okay. You're allowed to have a different view. That's fine. I don't do this podcast to get into politics. I just want a new head coach for my football team, damn it. That's all I want. It's still real to me, damn it. God, man. Oh, I'm almost to work. I got my coffee in my lap. It's hot. I'm loving it. It's great. I just need these people to drive. That's all I need, man. I just need people to drive. Oh, man. And since they lost against my buddy at work, his Patriots, he's a Patriots fan. Of course he is. Of course he is. The Patriots are basically the Miami Heat of 2019. If you look at their roster now that AB is coming on there. Which, by the way, what's up with those sexual assault allegations on him? You think he really did all that stuff? Honestly? I don't know, man. I don't know. I honestly don't know. But either way, whether it's now or later, the truth comes out. The truth comes out every time. Oh, making that turn, making that fateful turn into work now. All right, you guys, I'm going to let you go. I'm so happy that I could do this pod in the morning, get some content out there, some hot, fresh, out-of-the-oven content. But I love you guys. Keep listening to the pod, because I'm probably even going to do a bonus pod with my buddy Tyler tonight, and I may or may not release that early. I don't know. I might release that over the weekend or maybe on Monday. So you guys might get a bonus pod out of me, because I've been so flaky lately, you know? Last pod was, I don't even know when. That was like Friday night or Saturday morning or something. But like I told you before, I'm getting back in the groove, and I'm getting it done. So I love you guys, and I will catch you on the flip side.